You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. And thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to actually hear a word from God today. That's why you're tuned in today. And you've tuned into his frequency, WGOD. It's the call letters. That's where God's always broadcasting. God's got a word for you today as we tune into where he speaks in his word. God today is going to tell you and inform you about two mysterious men that are going to show up in Jerusalem. God sends them out. And he says, I will give power to my two witnesses. They will prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of all the earth. So in other words, he inspects them. He says these are. He's telling you who they are. He just expects us to know the word of God. Now, I'm going to be talking about this at our church Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. You are invited. There is too much in this for one sermon to cover. And I really glossed over verse 4 and what you're about to hear today. And we're going to look at that Wednesday night at 6. These are Zechariah chapter 4. In other words, these two witnesses are supernatural. They've already lived. They were alive some 500 years B.C. There's more to these guys. Matter of fact, there's more to every character in the book of Revelation. There's more to these guys than meets the eye. That's the understanding here. Even the Antichrist, it said the beast, his origins are the bottomless pit, not Rome or Schenectady or Long Island. He comes from the bottomless pit. He's already lived. There's more to these Bible characters than meets the eye. That's what we're looking at. This is part two of this message. If you'd like a copy of this, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. More on this again for tomorrow night and tomorrow. But here today, enjoy part two of this message, The Two Witnesses.
Time, times, and half a time. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things would be fulfilled. So, key number in this text. This tribulation seems to be neatly divided in segments of 3.5. Now, people for years and years have tried to guess who these two witnesses are, which is better than the Presbyterians and Catholics who don't believe that they exist at all. Due to their theology and denomination, they can't believe in the two witnesses. Because Presbyterians and Catholics are amillennialists. That is, they don't interpret the Bible literally. Presbyterians believe the book of Revelation has already happened. Because they don't interpret literally. And that's a big mistake not to do that. If you do interpret literally, and if you believe all the book of Revelation has already happened, then where, or better yet, who were the two witnesses? Who in history has done what these guys are about to do? As we go along, you'll see As we go along in this book of Revelation, you'll see that all other interpretation methods of the book of Revelation are faulty. You have to interpret literally when you can. It's a book of symbols, but you have to interpret literally. Now back again to the question, who are the two witnesses? Some people say Moses and Elijah because they represent the law and the prophets. And because both of them were seen in the New Testament on the Mount of Transfiguration. Some people, myself included, think they could be Elijah and Enoch. Because these two men have never died. And we know that according to the Word of God, Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed unto man once to die and after this judgment. Everyone dies in this world. But those guys haven't. There's got to be some reason why these two guys haven't died. Anyhow, regardless of their identity, God will send two persons to prophesy. Remember, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. For 3.5 years, or exactly half of the tribulation. So, okay, now verse 4, I'm going to skip, and we're going to go over this Wednesday night. I'll read the verse to you, but we're going to dig deeper Wednesday night on this. When it says, these are, do you see that? Verse 4, it says, these are. See the first two words? He's telling you who they are. These are the two olive trees and two candlesticks or lampstands that stand before the God of all the earth. That tells you exactly who they are. And that's found more in Zechariah chapter 4. So we'll get into that, like I said, on Wednesday night if you're able to make it. Sorry it's not more revealing than that, other to say that these two men, these two witnesses, are supernatural. And they existed in Zechariah the prophet's time. 440 B.C. Verse 5. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this matter. That is, by fire. So we see these men have extraordinary power. Speaking of power, verse 6. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And how long is the days of their prophecy? 3.5 years. So what's the Bible saying? No rain on planet Earth for 3.5 years. Can you imagine that? It's funny, too, how we're at the point now that if it didn't rain for 3.5 years, they would blame Donald Trump or George Bush for that. Am I right? They would. They would never blame God. They would never open up the Bible. And see, this is the great thing, is that we've got the more sure word of prophecy we looked at in Sunday school this morning. You know the ending from the beginning. You've got an advantage over everyone. I want everyone here to understand why there's prophecy in the Bible. There's prophecy in the Bible so that you would know and believe Jesus Christ is Lord. That's it. Revelation 19:10, it says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. There's prophecy in the Bible so that you will know that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's it. It's not to tell you where Uncle Harry hid his will or anything else. Prophecy is in the Bible, so you'll know Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why it's not in any other book. No Muslim book, no Hindu, no any other religion is there prophecy in it. Only the Bible. That's why you read these things in advance, and we're looking at what's happening here in advance. We know there's got to be a temple because the Bible says there's going to be another temple. We're just waiting and watching. But I want to encourage you, in your interactions with other people, do what Jesus did. Think back on the road to Emmaus. What did he do when he was on the road with them? Starting at Moses and the prophets, he began expounding in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He went to Bible prophecy. He did it himself. Started with Deuteronomy chapter 18. There's going to come another prophet just like you. And then to Micah, oh, Bethlehem, out of you is going to come forth someone who's going forth. We're from eternity. That's what Jesus did. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Let me move on here. These have the power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Well, at least we got existing water we can drink, right? Let's, the verse continues. Starts with the word A-N-D. And they have power over the waters to turn them to blood. So much for the Zephyr Hills, man dipping his glass into the natural lakes of water. Because that's going to be corrupted too. They have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth with every plague as often as they desire, or you could put an Esposito vernacular, whenever they feel like it. Whenever they feel like it, God's giving them a blank check. So not only will it not rain for 3.5 years, but these guys are going to make all other water undrinkable. Sounds like Moses, if you ask me. Exodus 7:14, the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let my people go. So go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the water. And you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him. And the rod, which was turned to a serpent, you shall take in your hand. And say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, by this you will know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they'll be turned to blood. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, say to Aaron, take your rod, stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there'll be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in buckets of wood and in pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded. He lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. This is why some people think one of these two witnesses is going to be Moses. Because he's doing the same thing that Moses did back in the time. These powers closely resemble the powers of Moses and Elijah. Elijah had the extraordinary power to call fire down on people.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.